Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Oh, good. I'm just done with Shana. We'll talk later. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. Before we began to answer the phone, no more. Rabosa, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. Shvius Mishamedes is al milveh, Bishtar Mishalo Bishtar. We spoke about that. Hakafas Achanus, it's credit. Credit, right? The word credit means, you know, you pay on credit. You take a look on the Rimbats. Loshen Vachem Vini Makif, Laz, Kreditsia. I like that. Credit. How much? Where was the Rimbats from? They were in bats. You have to know. Obviously, he had the word credit was in his vocabulary. What kind of word is that? Where is he from? Bats. Rabbi Ben Malki Tzedek. So enough about him. Misimponti. Is that Italy? Simpont. France? That's a geography. I don't. So Rabbi Chaim said he lived before the Rash. The Rash is pretty early. So you'll let me know later who he is, where he's from exactly. But there is a word credit. Kreditsia. Okay? V'masa milva hareza mishamet. If you convert the money you owe in the grocery store into a loan, then it's mishamet. No, this is Mishamit even without converting to a loan. Schar Sochim and a Mishamit. Salary. Right? They owe you money. It's not Mishamit. My soul ability made it into a loan. It's a Mishamit. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Molocha, Sheposekas, Beshvirs, Meshavetas, Sheposekas, Beshvirs, and a Meshavetas. Okay, the Rambam says we don't pass the neither Rabbi Yudah, nor Rabbi Yossi. Fine. That's what it says. Now take a look over here, Rabbi Osai. The Rimbats, since you mentioned it before, quotes over here something important. He's going on Mishnah Beis, actually. What does it say over there? Second case. Ha'onas ha'mafat v'avotzi shema v'chomatze bezna ena mishamet. Says the Rimbats, ena mishamet. Omrav Yudha, Omrav Rav Rav Mehi. Di Omar, b'milve ha'dova tolin. Klomar, im zok for all of the milve mishame, v'achalek a milve, for less than a mea shmita, el be milve v'sulau, kidinanak over zachonus v'chule. Wait a minute, it's very simple. It's the simplest of all pshatim. The only time that it's shmita is if it's a loan. Not every monetary obligation is under the category of a loan. If it's not a loan, there's nothing to talk about. Very good. So, pashup shah, that's what I always thought. Only a loan is mishame. Any other monetary obligation could be a credit from purchase of groceries. Could be it's salary that's owed. Finished. Nothing to talk about. If you look at Toys and Masechta Gittin, get a similar impression. You all have Gittin in front of you, I think. Yud Chesam and Aleph. Yud Chesam and Aleph. Masechta Gittin. Plenty of Gemaras. Okay? So Tosis says, I'm not going through the entire Tosis right now. He says, it's not Meshamet, Ksuba Vitosev, it's Mida Dehavi, the first end of the first wide line. Aschar Sok, if a cover Sakonos, he can mandam the second Shvius, Lo Meshamet, the Lo Meshamet, Ella Milve. The Koshkin Ksuba Vitosef is finished. Only a loan. A Ksuba is not a loan. Credit on her groceries is not a loan. Salary is not a loan. Poshup Shah. Poshup Shah, Rabbi Osai. Poshup Shah. If you look at the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, I'm not an expert in Arabic. Maybe you should look at the Kapach, see what he says. But the Rambam seems to say, why over here do we say there's no Shvius? B'nei She'enu al Derech Chov. It's not alone. Finished. This is the Pirsha Mishnayos. However, if you look at the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, you get a different story. Take a look at Rabbi Osai, Yad HaChazaka, Perek Tes, let's first look in Mishnah Beis. Forget the Yad HaChazaka. Mishnah Beis. Explain the Onus of Mefata. We'll start with that. Look what he says. V'chein ha'knosol shechayev ha'chiyev ha'kosev al Onus of Mefata Moshe Shemra, Enem kishar chovos, aval hem chiyuvim sheo ish nischaya bohen, vo ish ahu lo yepot erat sheyifrein. Hear what's going on? The person is obligated, and he's not going to be exempt until he pays. Comes the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Shemit Neviyov, Perek Tes, Halach Yud Beis, with a very simple question. Very simple question. He quotes the Rambam. Ain't he already the self chiluk zeh? Don't understand what the Rambam means. The gam hilchum gam halova mechavero chayevu leporo elashviyish mishametis. What's Rambam trying to say? Yishu lo yepoter at yifrem. What's the loveness over here? If I borrow money, also not going to be put till I pay up. That's his kash. So the answer to this kash is a very loveness terrors, which the Kesef Mishnah didn't find in the Rambam. This is found in a number of sources. One, they say the Torah is right. I think what he says is absolutely correct, and others say the same thing as well. Rabbos says a fundamental difference between a Chiyah of Mammon and a Chiyah of Knas. Some of us will be learning Perek Elonaris, this coming Zman. You'll see it time and time again. Chiyah of Mammon, and this is a Yisod in the Rambam, they all quote this Rambam and tucked away in the middle of nowhere, in Masechta Shviyos. Who would ever find it in Masechta Shviyos? You'll be one up. You'll know, oh yeah, sure, of course. It's a Mishnah in Shviyos. It goes like this. Listen carefully. Kavanasa. The kol hachovos kon halvos kar socher hakafas hachanos. Ike chiyuvim hem mitzara toveya. Shu tzorach l'shalma toveya. Mashkar l'chayav l'men amon. Typically, monetary obligations are fundamentally from the perspective of the plaintiff. You owe him the money, so you have to pay. You catch this now? I owe you the money. The money's coming to you. Memela, how's it going to get to you? I have to pay it to you. What came first, the chicken or the egg? First, you need the money. Because, you know, I took food from you, right? I worked for you, whatever it is, broke your window, whatever it may be, you have to make him good. You merely have to pay. Mashege b'knosis is the other way around. Dimin adin enu chayav lo klum. I don't have to make you whole. El mitam knas. Nimin she'ikur ha'chiyuv enu mitzad ha'toveya el mitzad atzmo. Shatora rami ale onish mammon. I have a penalty. Knas is a penalty. When the Rambam says it's not like other chovos, but the chiyum she'ish nischayev ben means mitzad atzmo, lo mitzad atoveya, and there's no way out unless I actually pay the money. It's an onish. If I don't pay it, it's a very nice shmita takes it away. But I still have the onish on me. I have to pay the onish. That's a lum that she is so. That's what the Rambam means. This is a very big chiddush. Very big chiddush. This is a very important yisod. And the, some say, not for now, you'll see this in Mishnah Kelanaris, mode v'knas potter. Why? The answer then is what? If I'm mode, it's not an onish anymore. You have to penalize me. Once I preempted it, it's no longer a punishment. This is a lomdus shtikl Torah. The basis is Rambam tucked away here in the 10th parak of Masechta Shviyos. Fine. Good. Fine. But it's a little bit of a problem, Rabbi said. It's a little bit of a problem. Were it not for this cheshbon in Rambam, it would have been Meshamet. Correct? Why? Just say simple. It's not the derech chov. It's not a milveh. It's a very nice lamdas. It'll help us elsewhere. Who needs the lamdas? We don't throw on lamdas for nothing. Just say it's not a milveh. So I wanted to say, well, maybe he's saying it quote everybody. He even quote the Rabbi Yehuda, who seems to say you don't have to be derech milveh. Any obligation would be mishamed, even if it's not an actual loan. Maybe. It's interesting. If you look at the Yerushalmi, we have a shot of the, we mentioned before Yerushalmi that we just saw in the, I read it to from the Rimbatz. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav Meir, Om Rav Milveh Hadav Atoli, which we interpreted to mean, you only chai by a milveh, by a loan, not by any other obligation. However, one can give a different pronunciation of the word. Mem Lamed Vav Hey doesn't just spell milveh. You have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that it also spells malveh. Malveh. And the Rashas, Rash Shulio, says, and commenting on that Yerushalmi, the malveh hadava tolu. Hold on, I gotta find it. Malva Dava Toloi. Where is it? Here it is. It's in Halacha Aleph towards the end, the onus of the Fata. The Malva Dava Toloi says the Rash Shulio. Hakibusha. Betovea Toloi. Bloyashmit. Haida Shloyamid Eda Bidin. The Haida Shalo Abed Bidin. Lad Mamonahu. The modi be mifter, v'lo kari be lo yigos, v'mishamach en hashmitin. What's he saying over here? That knas is different, because knas, modi be mifter. What does modi be mifter mean? There's no full obligation at the present time, right? So when it comes to knas, we say it's a penalty. Obligation is not firmed up, he can be mowed and get out of it. Fine. There's an obvious question, though, Rabbi Osai, which is raised by the Beis Yosef, which is, if what we're saying until now is correct, that there's no Shemitah Sofer, unless it's a milveh, so why must the Tana of the Mishnah give one example after another example after another example of things which aren't Mishamit? That's a much simpler way to phrase it. Only a milveh is mishamed and nothing else. Why give all these other examples? This is the question which is raised by the Beis Yosef. He doesn't understand. Why? Why are you saying so many? Why keeps giving this example, the other example? Lama le letana, sif yudala. Lemimni ki ruchla havla lemistim stumi ein mishamed shvies ela milveh. Finished. So man, everything else not. It's a whole ganze Mishnayos. This is the kasha of the Beis Yosef. And therefore, based on this, the Beis Yosef wants to suggest, no, it's not true. All chovos are Mishamet. Every single chovos is Mishamet, unless you have a specific reason why it's not Mishamet. Okay? We'll get to it. Shokhan is HaPorot is Mishamet. Or about a chovos HaKadosh not. Must be a distinction between the two of them. And he says, now I'll go and quote Rabbi Yehuda. Kol chayav lechaver ben derech alvo ben tmei dover shem mochalo harayim mishamet b'shvies hakovas chanos shayin. You know why? She derech lahakiv shonosh nosayim uvesof no tel chovo v'yein derech lenokso. Rabbi said, people have a list by the makolet. Credit goes on and on and on and on. I have some people come to my door asking for funds. I say, after 2 years, the makolot said they're not going to send me any more vegetables. I can't feed my children. Well, for the first 2 years. Hey, roll over. He's kept giving him more and more credit. So that's made this after Shvi'is. That's the pshat. It's like a milveh l'aser shanim. It's not mishamet. So to Sochir. In those days, I don't know about today, you would, Schashana, Shnasayim, Atzocho, Venenoksel, Esitamo. Today, ain't that not true? Avalhein, Biyado, Kipikado. You know what's going on? Pikado. Very strange. Pikado. Not clear what the word Pikado means. Oh, Kilvea, the Achashvius. Achashvius, I understand. Avalamocha, Chevetzachaver, Lokovalo, Zman, the Poro, Achashvius. Miyat Shemochalo, have the Kilul Veil. I sell you a chair, you gotta pay me right away. Ushvius Misham Tasso. It's not a grocery store I go every day. I only want to buy a chair. So Shochet HaSapara is like that. This is Rabosei, a completely different take on the whole world. We start off by saying only a milk is Mishamim. Now he's saying everything's Mishamim. So which way are you coming? Ad Kan Rabosei in the Beis Yosef. Okay. Yeah. We'll get to it later. It should be different. Of course, according to the Beis Yosef's Pshat, it's a bit difficult. All these Mishnayos against the Mandamu we saw yesterday, Masechet Hamakos, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that even Mabul Esther Shanim is Mishamet. The whole Beis Yosef's Pshat is based upon the way we pass the Halacha and a Misham. Oh, Akash. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is quite clear, or so it would appear it's quite clear. We'll see, so it's not clear at all. But the simple read of the Shulchan Aruch, and both say there may even be enough Shulchan Aruch to go around. I'm not sure. But if you don't, it's in Simon, Samach Zion, Siv Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Shvius Meshametes Ela Milve. What can be more clear than that? So, but this is Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He and Beis Yosef said the other way around. That there's a chiyuv, every kind of chiyuv is Meshamet. Not just alone. What's Pshat in Yosef Kara? Comes on the Pas Yisra, Pas HaShulchan, the Pas HaShulchan, here in Sifkotin Lamed, and says, Maran Beit Yosef backed out. He backed out. Finished. Changed his mind. Changed his mind. All right, anyone change your mind? However, no, not at all. I'm not so sure he changed his mind. Take a look over here. When the Mechaber says, Ein Shvius Meshemedes Ela Milve, to the exclusion of what does he mean? The Gra says, look back in Sivvav. Look ahead in Sivvav, I should say. And what does it say in Sivvav? To the exclusion of what? Of Pikadon. Pikadon below Milve. Pikadon. So that's what the Smas is in Sivkot Yenbeis. Here it's a pikadon. Everyone needs a pikadon. I give you something to watch for me. You can't keep it. That's ridiculous. So that's what the Rambam means. It only means the exclusion of pikadon. That's all. So therefore, there's no need to say that he backed out. I mean, yeah. Pashup Shah. There's a little bit of a problem with the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat, Rabosai. A little bit of a problem. If you look in the Shemitah's Ksafim Sefer, it has it on page Kuf Samach, that the Rambam's Lashon, open up to the Rambam, please, everybody, when he describes these things. Where's my Rambam? Here. When the Rambam tells us about these things, let's take a look and see. Halacha Yud Beis. He says, Knosos shal onos ha mefater, or akomos ha onos halacha Yud Aleph, en nishmetas, vim osa osa milva nishmetas. You get an impression that according to the Rambam, it's not a milveh yet. According to the Kesef Mishnah, fakert, it's a milveh, and you're postponing the date of payment till later. You didn't make it into a milveh. It was always a milveh. That's a little bit of the lush, and the Rambam is not fitting so nicely with the Kesef Mishnah. That's the kasha which was asked by the Sefer Shemitah's Ksav. It's a good kasha. Fine. But the Kesef Mishnah has another word over here. Listen to the words. Look inside. Please, everyone look inside the Kesef Mishnah, please, if you don't mind. Look inside, see what he says. He says two things. He says, in explaining this then, this is Lishitaso, he uses the word Okil veo racha shvius. That he does say. But the 2 words before that, he says, you give it to a derech lekabet schar shonosh nosayim. And same with the chenveni. It's not the derech to demand the money right now. And therefore he says, avol hein biyado ki pi kodom. Kippi kodom. What kind of kippi kodom? Kippi kodom. Can you imagine this? I have a credit line in the grocery where an employee owes money to the employee. It's like a pikodon? Let's do a pikodon. It's a pellet. So this is a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's tshuva is in Choshen Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Simen Yud Dalet, a tshuva which he wrote a long time ago in Europe. It's dated Yud Ches Tevis Tov Resh Pei Tes. That's a long time. That's 85 years ago. Whoa. Okay? And it's written to the Abbezn of Starbin. I think Starbin was where his father was from. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. His father was Abbezn of Starbin. I guess so. So this is another Abbezn of Starbin. I don't know. So then, but who came first? What's this? What's going on over here? Says a marriage like this. Hakama sachanus shezeh she'eno nogso. Why don't I come down harder on my customers?
Because people won't come to buy.
Oh, Abniel, they won't come to buy anymore. Says a marriage who the tovas atzmo. I'm not such a big tzaddik. I want you to buy more fruits and vegetables and rack up even a bigger bill. And that way it's like pikodon. If I give you something to watch for me, why don't I come after you? Maybe you're doing me a favor, you're watching it. Same thing by Hakavah Sachanos. And I'm guessing the same was true in the old days when it came to salary. Why don't I jump after you for my... you'll fire me. Okay, here's your salary. Goodbye, Charlie. I'm racking up a bigger bill by the employer. That's for my benefit. That's what Rav Moshe said. Interesting verb. This is in Yud Dal. For those who want to look at the next tshuva, we'll come to it later, Mitzvah Shem, somehow or other. Simet Tetzvav, that's written already in Tovshin Chav Zayim. That's already many years later in New York. Fascinating tshuva for those who have a chance to look. Kol Shemidu Beis Tetzvav, which we'll be discussing, Mitzvah Shem, one of the future shiurim, whatever that'll happen. Okay, fine. We have to talk about two issues. One is, I thought you meant tzedakas. That's what I thought you meant originally. Because that's the Jewish institutions, by me, means tzedakas. As a rov, it comes to my mind immediately. As a financial person, you're talking about banks. And we'll have to talk each one separately. We'll talk about banks, we'll talk about gemachim, things of this nature. Because money is often owed in both situations. Try to talk about banks. Again, you have to have time to talk. We'll have to figure out how we're going to figure this all out. After the shiur's over, we'll have the meeting. We're going to finish all this. Siyata d'shamayim. We're going to go slow. Rabbosai, take a look at the Rosh in Mishnah Aleph. The Rosh in Mishnah Aleph. See what it says. What does the Rosh say in Mishnah Aleph? The Mishnah says, "V'masal milva reza mishamet." Says the Rosh, "Pirish zakfa olav b'milva mishametus." Psh, an expression, "Zakfa b'milva." It's an interesting expression. What does "zakuf" mean? "Zokev kefufim." Say it every morning, straight up. How do you make a milva straight up? How do you make it? You make it straight up into a milva. What do the words mean? What do they mean?
Transfer,
change, perhaps. Look what the Rosh says over here. Shezak la b'milva leporo bizman ploni. You set a time for payment. What's unique about a debt? Just about every debt in the world has a time for payment. Can you lend me $1 million? Sure. When are you going to pay back? I don't know. Only tzaddikim makes the shlomos. They don't see the money back. Give me a time. If it's a time, it's called a milv. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Rabbosai. Again, back at Simon Samach Zayin. Sif Yudalid. That's where this is found. Umikris the Kivim of Milva. Mishah Shekavalos Malaporo. Turvarash. You saw it. V'yesh Amir. Demikris the Kivim Miyak Shekosav and Pinkoso. Kolacheshman Biyachat. Mordechai and Shuas. So the two pshat in what the word Kivim Milva means. Either you set a time for payment, or you put all the, you bought 10 pounds tomatoes, 4 pounds potatoes, this is $3, $8, $50. Oh, that itself could be, according to the Mordechai and Masechta Shavuos, to be as a kifa b'milva. That is that's a chiddush. Yes.
Then they say, oh, you need to pay $50, and you have time.
Next. Okay, so that's, maybe times have changed today. Where are the sources for these things, respectively? Is a Gemara Abosai in Bava Metzia and Beis Amin Aleph. The Tegura quotes it over here. The Tegura quotes it in Sivkot and Chav Ches. Bava Metzia and Beis. Zok, you put the case of Karen Veribis. Zok for me, you tally them together. $100. Karen, $10. Ribis, $110. That's called Zokfa. That's where the Mordechai got it from. And Shavuos, it's in Siman Tov Shin Pei, from Bava Metzia, Ayin Beis Amin Aleph. So Rashi explains there. Where did Rosh get his thing from? Another Gemara. Bava Kama, Kuf Tes Amin Aleph. Zokfa, what I mean? A guy stole money. Stole money. Steal money, that's theft. But there could be a case of Zokfa Milver, where, as Rashi explains over there, you transform it from a theft obligation to do restitution to a loan obligation. To a loan obligation. How did he do that? He made his man piron from Shuto. He's made his, every milva is man piron as opposed to a theft. When I stole from you, I didn't say when I'm going to pay you back. I had no intention. So too when it comes to these other kind of obligations, be it salary, be it credit in the store, the grocery store, fine. Must you actually write it down? Some say you don't have to. You don't have to write the whole cheshbon together. If you write down mos as opposed to peros, we'll see soon the source for this. If you look on page Kuf Samachay of the Shemitah's Kofan book, we'll see soon. Now the Rambam didn't tell us what he means. But I have an open Rambam, please, if either in your Otzer or independently. I have a deek in Lashon Rambam, you may agree or disagree. Halach Yirav. Hakobas Sachanus Enen Nishmetes, Vim also Milva Nishmetes. Schar Socher Enen Nishma, Vim Zokhvol of Milva, Hamreza Nishma. Ram didn't tell us what the words mean at all. We don't know. We don't know. So comes Reb Chaim in his Derech Amunah here. Again, Halacha Yud Aleph. Is what the Rambam says this. Reb Chaim comments on it in Halacha Yud Beis. Yud Aleph Yud Beis are more or less going together. Yud Beis is Knossos, etc., etc. Me'ema sign is Kafim b'milva, Mishas ha'mada b'din. We'll get to that prat a little bit later on. But on that Rambam, take a look for a second. I want to show you the Tosefta before I forget. Tosefta is Perek Ches Halacha Hey. I almost forgot about it. Perek Ches Halacha Hey. Please turn. Come to Rambam in a second. Perek Ches Shvius Halacha Hey. We mentioned before that perhaps it's not necessary to add up all the obligations. If you write down cash obligations instead of the amount of fruits and vegetables that he bought, that are ready, the source for that would be in the Tosefta. What's it say? Hakava Sachanus Mishametis, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Chama Mene Mishametis. Ama Rebbe, Nirin Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Bekose Mos. For Divi Chachama Bekose Paris. If he owes you the money for 10 pounds of potatoes and 2 pounds of tomatoes, then it's not considered monetary. It's not Mishamet. But if he already wrote down $10 for tomatoes and $2 for potatoes, that's different. If you look at the Minchas Bikurim, he explains. Minchas Bikurim says, take a look. Kosev mos. Mchemini makif a kosev shekachai lo cheshvin mos. Have a milva. Have a ksheroshin bepinkoso peiris. Sheshchum peiris kach vekach lo chamimenu. Ena mishamet. Okay, just wanted to show you this. You sow. Get an impression from this. You're not required to write the entire cheshvin together. Against the Ramah. The Ramah understood it to mean, as we said before, miyad. He doesn't say chesed, he just says he transferred from potatoes to dollars. He doesn't say about adding up the potatoes with the tomatoes in their dollar values. So Rambam went beyond. It's a little bit of an issue. Back to the Rambam. So, according to the Rambam, according to the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah, every chov is mishamet. So the question becomes, Rambam said, what does it mean? What does it mean, asol milver? It doesn't have to be a milver. Even a non-milver is mishamet. What's going on? So the answer, Abosi, is that, see, Rashi in Baba Kama said, you change the din from Gezel to Milva. You transform the nature of the obligation. According to the Abbas, no, it's purely technical. All you did was, you made the obligation, which was originally open-ended, and therefore goes beyond Shemitah, according to Shita Kesef Mishnah Beis Yosef. And now, all you do is you made it into a close-ended thing. That's all. Close ended. Not at a certain date. That's what it means. Says Reb Chaim, the bottom of page Kuf Samach Zayin. According to the Rishonim, who say only milver is mishamet. So like a milver, you now consider it into a plain, generic financial obligation. No longer hakof gzeilus hasochim. Once it's generic, it's considered like a loan. Oh. Fine. That's according to the other Rishon. According to the Rambam, Rabbeinu, what's the reason for these other things? Ein darko letovo achi smale. Onus mefate. Other reasons. Ksuba. Whatever. Koza lo shayach liachashek vazoka v'milva. Okay? And now, ein o tovo elamamach in ischayef. What does that mean? Now he has to pay him money. You don't have to change the din. You have to change the din. But in your mind, Rav Osai, in your mind, you made it into a milvet. And as a result, no longer is it true that ain't darko letovo in this particular case. Now it became darko letovo miyad. That's how I understand Reb Chaim. So what's my diuk? Why did the Rambam change the word? My Rebbe taught us every word in the Rambam is important. Did you notice in the Halacha Yud Aleph? In the first half, Hakav Aschanos, he quoted the Mishnah verbatim. Im Asa Milva Nishmetes. That's the word of the Mishnah, right? Asa, look at the Mishnah. Asa Milva Nishmetes. Right over here. First part of the Mishnah. Schar Sakir, the Mishnah has exactly the same words. Asa Milva. Rambam changed it to Zakva b'milva. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but why did the Rambam change the expression from Asa milva to Zakva b'milva? Did you comment? Did you see this Rambam? It's interesting. You know, as a tribe, a little Talmud of my Rebbe, he made the Yukim Rambam which were less blatant than this. It stares in the face. He changed the expression in one half, not the other. Why? So I had the following possible interpretation based on the Rash Surlio. Let's take a look together. Those who have I guess you have to have the Otzer to see this, or some other fancy version of the Rishami. I have it here in the art scroll as the Rash Surlio, because it's the Oz Vahada print, which whoever has that print can see it. He discusses this as well. Listen carefully. Where's the Rash Surlio? Find it. Probably on the Mishnah. Let's see if you can help me find it. Uh-huh. Yeah. The first part, the very beginning of the Mishnah. Eina Mishnah Metes. Why? The Bina Zekifa, the Tanya B'Sifri, Shama Kobal Masha Yodol, Dvorom Tezva Beis, Yochel Apik Zela Pikodin, Tamalama Masha Yodol, Ma Masha Yodol B'Zikuf, Avkulam B'Zikuf. Pirish. Milva Lav Be'eni Hadra, V'Zok for Olav, V'Yomer, Kach V'Kach Moz Hatachayim Li, Masha Enken B'Gzela Pikodim, De Be'enayu Hadra. If you stole something, I have to give it back. I gave you my chair, I have to give it back. Because that's obvious. But obviously these cases of Hakavah Stanus, Chasokir, and Onus and Mephata are not quite the same level. There's no Be'en. V'yesh mishapirish, the Darish Yodo Birshuso de Balchov. No, Yodo Birshuso. V'yikech is called Artsum Yodo. We read not long ago, and Rashi then says Birshuso. Sichon didn't have his whole thing in his hand. That's Mishuso. What's Babatzia? Okay, therefore, look what it says. Mishuso de Balchov. In other words, when I lend you money, the money came from me to you with my permission. Ugzela pikodom lo bol yarachayer Mishus Balchov. What's he talking about? Gzela, I understand. Pikodom? I don't know what the words mean. Gzela doesn't come with my permission. Vakofes chanus, look at this now. Below, if you give me pshat the word pikod, let me know. I don't know what the word is. Hakofes chanus below zekifa, ikot tagar. What does tagar mean? Tigra. What's a tigra?
Fight.
It's something that ill will. Kemo shama yume peivav. Deshakil na bistra, v'lo yehiv na dami li alter. Have you chil Hashem? Tamut chokla is a payer right away. It's a chil Hashem. There's an expectation of immediate payment. Uskar socher nami, ki mot uzman piron, hare kore tagar va Torah amra biyomati et tzchoro. Hey, the Torah itself says, you got to pay that very same day. Uviskifa, if they do skifa, chazru milve, shere milve kore osa, va ovat kocho de chanos u de schirus, the payee, the person supposed to be paid, the employee, or the store owner, who's supposed to be paid on time, or that even that same day, lost his sting, because now it has been converted into a milvah. It's a fascinating pshat, a yesh omrim, from the Marash Sulio on the Mishnah. Okay? Again, the word pikodim is hard for me to understand, this Baal Mashiyotov coming through the Shusanat. That seems to be not the ikavort that he's saying. Ikavort is what's called tagar over here. Okay? Rabosa, let's take a look about what this means. Oh. Now, make the following distinction, Rabosa. Hakava sachanus, as the Rashi Sulia said, there's no zman kavua to pay. So the Chenveni, Rabosai, makes it into a milveh. He establishes a date. Till now there was no date. So I saw a milveh. When it comes to Schirus, wait a minute. You better believe it's a date. The date is the day when the Schirus is finished. Biyomo, Titein, Scharo. What does the Socher do? What the Socher is doing is being zokeh for milveh. He's saying, all right, you know, you'll pay me for the last 5 days tomorrow, something like this nation. That's why Ram perhaps took out the word asol milveh, because the Torah already established the specific date on the very day. Once you, as we said before, okay, a diuk, a heregesh I had. Fine. Rabosai, the Rash and Mishnah Beis quotes the Gemara we saw alluded to a little bit earlier. Please look inside. The Gemara towards the Rash Onus and Mefateh, right? Talks in the Gemara. Gidna Kabitsuba Onus of Pitui. Me'ema sign is coffin bimilve. Misha Omad bidin. Whoa, this is a little tricky. a whole different vart. Right? A whole different vart of Skifa B'Mevilva. Nothing to do with what we said until now. Until now we had two pshatim. What were the pshatim? Either you transformed it into a generic debt, or you added up all the obligations. So you changed it from fruits to money. A new vart over here. Hamadim B'din. Says the Rashi, why did he quote this over here? Because the Mishnah goes on and says, V'chol ma'asa bezdin ein mishamtin. Ein mishamtin. Ein mishamtin. And he compares this to the case of Mishama B'din. Okay? So this is something which the Rashi is introducing in this sugya. Yeah. You're talking about these cases?
Yes.
Oh. So it's interesting, with Rashi in Masechet Yavik Margitin, those who have it, open up. Rashi in Margitin on Yud Chesem and Av. It's a fascinating Rashi, the same after open Gittin before. Look what Rashi says. Good question. Rashi is like this. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Yud Chesem and Aleph, Me'emasai Nitzkofin, Kloma Me'emasai Havik Kiskifo. It says, "Veksuba v'zokfa." Then it's mishamin. Hamada b'din, harei he kiz kifa. Means the real skifa is kifa. Hamada b'din is the halakha equivalent of skifa. What does that mean? We're not exactly sure what it means. We'll have to come to it in a minute. So again, the Gemara is talking. We saw the Mishnah talk about knas. Let's go back to Knas for a minute. We'll see how this all ties in together. The Rush. Take a look on the Rush. Onus and Mefatnas is the Rush. Calls man shalomet bedin lav mamanu di modem amifter v'lo karinin be'lo yigos ve'enan mashmitin av mishalomet bedin mamonu mashmitin. So says the Gemara and Perek Beis the Gittin. Hamad bedin. Now, this is a little bit problematic. Rabosai, this Rush. Didn't the Rush say that only a chov is mishamit? The Rash said so. The Rimbatz said so. Here, the Rush never said so. That's a remarkable phenomenon. Usually, the Rash and the Rush are in lockstep. Here, the Rash who said you have to have a derech chov, and the Rimbatz said the same thing, and the Rambam said it over here in Pirush Mishnayos. The Rush never said it. Maybe the Rush holds that all monetary obligations are mishamit. So it would appear from the Rush over here. And therefore, the only reason why Onus and Mefat is not mishamit is because it's not mamon yet. Mamon b'knas potter. Otherwise, it would have been mishamit. That's the Rush over here. So it would appear. And the Rush never quoted that Yerushalmi that others quoted, right? Milveh Hadavat Talui, the Rimbat quoted it, the Rash quoted it, the Rush here did not quote it. Hallo Davarhu. So I was wondering, is this really a Shita for real? I decided, let's look up the Tosfos of Rush, because we have that Sefer, and the Sefer Gittin, and that Yud Ches, Tosfos of Rush. See, Tosfos of Rush is a very handy Sefer. Yesterday, on that Lamed Vav, we had the three Shitas, remember about Prisbel and Moshe Shtoris, both the Rice, both the Rabbanim, 101, they're all in the Rush. Listen to this Rush. This is also interesting. This is a Tosfos Rush also in Gittin, on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph. He seems here in Gittin to fall into line with all the other Rishonim, not like the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, with the Rash and the others. Different than what he seems to be saying over here in his Perish in Masechet Shvi'is. Here in Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, Tosfos HaRosh, this is the following. Listen carefully. Onus nasu pitui. Tells you what they are. But onus is also what's called boshes upagam. V'nire, the boshes upagam, nami havi b'chal onus, v'ein mashmitim lo zokfa, dafilu b'schar socha v'kava sachanus, lo mishamet. Here he's saying, whatever's not alone, it's not mishamed. Because Boshu Pagam, the svar which he gave over here in Shvi'is, wouldn't apply. Pashup Shat, Boshu Pagam is mamim. It's a funny Rambam. Some of you may learn it in Eilon Aris. But on a Pashal level, it's straight Mammon. Right? One of the big five. Then it's Rishmish Boshes. It's Boshes, Boshes, and Pagam is Nezek. So there seems to be a change. Change this tune over here. Now he says, the Kosher. In Shvias, it says, the reason Eimah Shmita Mishom Davi Kamaisa Bezdin in the Tznan, our Mishnah. Ones on the Fatah, Motzi Shemra, Bechomasa Bezdin, and Mishamta. Masha the Behochi told it Tama the honey. It's all the same. Tema. What does Tznan have to do with Maisa Bezdin? Afilim Amon Elo Havel Isha Lebonov. Another Sugi in Eil and Aris. And in the next parak as well. The fourth parak, the beginning. It's not really Mammon. Doesn't discuss Motiv Knas over here. But let's say the person who was owed the money died, the Yorshim don't get it. It's not really for a moment. Lomo Nechel Kamaisa Bezin. Tzorach Lomar. Wrong. I learned wrong Pshat in the Mishnah. Eina Makol Mitam Echad. Dvorim She'ena Mishamten Shona Ki Echad. Uved Yitzchon Abu Yishalmi. Ramei Nama Ben Milvat Dova Tola. Here he does quote that Yishalmi, which left that over here. So he thought that it's all one thing. No. Maisa Bezin is one thing. Onus has Bonus and Mefate and Shema is another thing. Have nothing to do with each other whatsoever. And Acha, I skipped the line. For Acha Amor Bedin Lekel Ukmi, to Amin and Mishmaitin, the Mishamtin. It is after Amor Bedin. So don't tell me it's like a Maisa Bezik after Amor Bedin, as he says over here, because then it would be Misham Atka. So then we have a remarkable Me'iri. The Me'iri discusses this issue here as well. Lamed Zayin Amun Aleph. Okay. He says, Schiris Batim is not in the Mishnah. It's like a Kavas Chanus Chasochir. Ein Zem Milve. Fret of the Kesem Mishnah Skasha. Miri came first. They didn't have us. Xavia. Lo miska kama sachanu schas socha v'onos ha-mefadim o'se shemra v'chol ma'asa bezdin shem v'shamdin she said plain derech klal kol shena derech milva ena m'shamit mamash to v'yosef kaz v'chavim to the kash of the miri. What does he say? Yerosh ha-kava schanus milvahi. When you have credit in a grocery store, it is a milva. It's a milva. Wow. Milva. Milvin. Wow. Amazing. Okay. So you have to say it's not Meshame. It's supposed to have you. Schar Sochir. The only reason it says it over here, it says in Pasuk, Ve'elav who knows it's Navsho. He climbs on a branch of a tree, he can kill himself to work for you. Hayisi Omer, Shem Zokfo B'milve, Lo Yishamet. Can you imagine that? It's such a powerful obligation to pay an employee, even Zakhav and Milveh wouldn't be Meshamet. So that's why the mission is to say these two. Echad mitzaratzma o'sher anishma, even though it's like a loan, Akav v'schanus, ve'echad fakern, Zakhav and Milveh nishma. I own his father, Masa Bezdin, Omfata? No. Kol bebezdin, govui v'omeidhu. Onus of mefat is a knas. Knas is only collectible in bezin. And once bezin is involved, it's all kegavli the omedu, as opposed to some monetary obligation, which by definition, of course, is not omed, is not kegavli the omedu. So writes the Meiri. Oh. Now. We saw that Tosfos Rosh said there's no kemshich between onus and mefata and Motzi Shema on the one hand and Maisa Bez on the other hand. But perhaps the Meiri and the Kesef Mishnah thought there really is some kind of a hemshich. Oh. Remember that Tosfos Rosh said you can't say it's referring to a case of Hamad Bedin. Because it's Meshamet. But of course, the question is, Rabbosai, if the Hamad Bedin They said the expression of here, Gvuyim V'Omdim. After Amara B'dinah, I would say Misvara, it's more Gvuyim V'Omdim. It's more Gvuyim V'Omdim. Should even be less of a chance that it's Meshamet. There already was a stage of Hamara B'din. Let's just say, once again, that once it's Hamara B'din, it becomes, again, generic. Generic, it's no longer onus, no longer mefata. Oh. But there's another problem in the Miri. Since the Miri said before, only a Milva's Meshamet, why do you need the Svara of Gavir V'Omid? What do you need it for? The Kesef Mishnah holds that all Chovas are Anishmat. We understand why he needed the Svara of Gavir V'Omid. We don't understand Hamara B'din. What about Hamara B'din? You say it's a generic Chov. According to the Kesef Mishnah, generic Chovas are Mishamit. So perhaps we make the following Svara. As long as Bezin is dealing with it, it's considered Gavir B'Omid. Once Hamara B'din, they say goodbye. We made a decision, we said something or other. Now it's like any other chov. It's out of Bezin's hands. You go collect the money yourself. Perhaps. We'll see in a few minutes where that comes from. Oh. But now a diyuk in Rashi. Rashi said, Amara B'din, harehi kiskifa. Implying that kiskifa proper is even more powerful than Hamara B'din. That's what Rav Chaim suggests in his Bir Halacha. Take a look. Those who have it. It's Yud Beis Me'emasai. Quotes Rashi. Hamara B'din Atzma Kiskifa Dami. So it appears from Rashi. However, Rav Osai, the Beis Yosef says no. No. As a matter of fact, before we get to Beis Yosef, let me show you a very interesting line here in Mishnah Rishonim. Commentary on the Mishnais. Perek Yud Mishnah Beis. Oh. He says, Hilchach lo mikri zekifa el mishas amara b'din. But plain zekifa will not work. And so it's a sma. It's a cut in lamed, I believe it is. It's against Rashi. And it's smart space, but also shver. The b'maisa bezin lo mahan is kifa. Why? V'chi maisa bezin migra gara. Adrabba, olam chiyu v'tfei, upshita does kifa mahani. So he's upset at the Beis Yosef. Why did Beis Yosef say that the kifa, regular classic kifa, will not work? Comes up Chaim and says, no, it's no kasha at all. Look what he says, brilliant. Look what he says. Lifnei Hamara B'din, Akati lo nischayev, v'lo shayach klal zekifa. And these things, onus and mefata, all this stuff, or ksuba, the case may be, before the Hamara B'din, there is no chiyuv. What does the kifa do? I'm playing around with the chiyuv. I'm going to change its character, I'm going to put a date on it. That's the presuppose that this chiyuv exists. These things before Hamara B'din, there is no chiyuv. After Hamara B'din, you might have a meaning as an additional zakifa as well. Comes Rashi and says, Hamara B'din itself is a zakifa. So to ksuba. Before the chacham they have to pay, it's not shayach zakifa. You're not chayav at all. And maybe potter. What happens if the if the wife dies before the husband, or other reasons that he may be part of the ksuba. Vayridik. That's beautiful. So the Beis Yosef says, the B'dvarim Shein Shach B'mavada B'din, because why? Because if the Chiv exists already, then Talib is Kifal Aparon is Man Mesuyim. Vayridik, says Reb Chaim. When is Amada B'din? That's his Zekifa, not before, and not later. What is no Amada B'din? Depends on Kviyas Man Laporon, or Kol M'chovo, as the Mordechai said. Meridik. Ah, Reb Chaim is Meridik. I think he's a Gevaltik. He needs my Haskama. Reb Chaim. It's all in the Derech Amuna. It's beautiful. You know, the word Amad B'din is found about Bakama, Adav Samachesim and Beis, if you find it. And there are two stages in Amad B'din. It's one is called Chayav Atalitenlo. Bezin says you are obligated to pay him. And then the final stage is called Seitenlo. Go give him the money. Go give him the money. Two different stages. Okay? Now keep it in mind over here, because the Rash Mishnah Beis quotes Yerushalm. Take a look at both. The Rash in Mishnah Beis quotes Yerushalm. Rash, Mishnah Beis, Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? Chomai Sebez, Zamashami, first Yerushalmi, Gazri Dayanim, could go Tovea Mechaver, the Kofalo, with the Schai Bebezin, the Kosvulo Psak. The Kosvulo Psak. That means my Sebezin. So writes the Rambam. Halacha Tetzvav. Give a look, Halacha Tetzvav in Rambam. V'chein bezdin shechotchu asadin v'kosvu ish ploni at achayev litan lezeh kach v'kach. Right? Chayev at litan lo. Eino nishmat. That's stage one. Says Reb Chaim, os pei aleph. Davka shekosvu psakdin. Dos kegobi domi. Avim lo kosvu psakdin. Af al pi sheposku shu chayev. Eino nechshav kegobui. U meshamet. You have to davka write it down. The Rash, the Rosh, the Rimbatz. Some disagree. Based on the Pirush Mishnayos. That's what it says. Now, so if you look here in the Rash and the Rosh again, what does it say over here? Another Yerushalmi. What's it called? Milve Shenase Kafronis. Or Kafronis Shenase Milve. Different cases. So it is Mishamet. What does that mean? Presumably, he did not get right up Sakdin. Once you write Psak Din, it's not Meshamet anymore. So writes the tour. I'm just not going into all the details right now, but it's very fascinating. There's a beautiful footnote. I told you I like the footnotes over here in the Siman. I'm not sure who wrote them. I should find out from my friend Rabbi Gartner who wrote the beautiful footnotes. Maybe he did it. Remind me to call him up. Okay. And Os Kuf Ches has a lengthy discussion over here of the different stages of Chayav Atalitenlo, of Tzeitenlo. When does it change from a specific obligation to a more generic one? It's not completely clear. I'm not going into all the details right now, but it's relevant. There's a shame knas until a certain point, then it becomes a shame mammon. That's the sugya b'sefta Baba Kama we spoke about earlier. Okay, if you write a psak, even if you write down chayev, it's not meshamet. You don't have to say tainlo. Okay, rabosa. I mentioned to you the Rashi before in Masech the Gittin on Daf Yud Chesem. I want to show it to you again. Look at the Rashi. Yud Chesem and Aleph. V'tiskov. Oksubas Meshamesh V'tiskov. So the Rashi V'tiskov, halfway down the narrow lines. Olav Amosa B'milve. The Nafkala, the word should be Mishem Ksuba. Mishem Ksuba, the Chal Hashem Ksuba. U'maisa Bezin, Shein Meshamet. V'chalala, Shem Shtachov. Became generic. There's a problem over here on both sides. What did Rashi say, Maisa Bezdin? Tosis rejects Rashi. Tosis said, no, it's just not alone. It's just not alone. So my cloak is Rashi and Tosis, why Ksuba's not Meshavim? According to Tosis, not alone. That's a stand-up shot. And Rashi is a new vote. It's a Maisa Bezdin. That's like a Psak Bezdin. Okay? Comes out on both sides. It's shame shtachov ischal. After it was a ma'aseh bezdin, after amar bedin, it could become more generic. So we asked before The later stage makes it even more collective. No, not necessarily true. It changes names. And therefore, the halacha could change here as well. I'm just pointing out what we spoke about before. Now, we have only a few more minutes. Let's talk about Malva al Hamashkin. Okay, Rabbi Osai, Malva al Hamashkin. It's right here before Shem Mishnah. You have over here, Rabbi Osai. Let's take a look inside. And this Mishnah Beis. Hamava l'mashkin for Moses Shtaros of the Bezin ain't Mishamta. Okay. Mava l'mashkin, says the Rash, there are two kinds of Mava l'mashkin. The two kinds, as we all know, those of us learned Mashkin somewhere or other. Okay. He says, Yushami HaMashmuel, Afilu al-Machat, T'chsev ha-shiyiduch ha-sachir ha-tash mi-yadach, ha-prat yashachir ha-biyadach, even has a needle. It's like Rashbag and Shua Staf Mem Dalet. Afal Pisha Eino Shava Ela Plag Eino Meshamet. Even the Mashkin is not worth the sum total of the debt, doesn't make a difference. It's not Meshamet. In Gittin Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah explained why Rav Yitzchak. What did Yitzchak say? Minayin Lamachov Shekona Mashkin Shenemar Ulechoti Et Stoka. If you give the Mashkin back to the Lovis Et Stoka, Emeino Kon Et Stoka Minayin. Mikayin Lamachov Shekona Mashkin. The also shita yanira, the masdis and dafka shelo b'shas avasa. Why? Above the matir pebez it says, Reb Yitzchak is only b'mishna shelo b'shas avasa. That's what he seems to say. Efshar can't be. The koro masdis and nami b'shas avasa. Do al hamashkon katonim. The lishna mashma b'shas avasa. Look above the matir pebez itself. Al hamashk malva al hamashk means it's exchange. I give you the money, you give me the matcha right then and there. More than that, it's a dispute. Connect the Nami Lom Meshamet. There's different gisos over here in the Rash. Not Nami Meshamet should probably be. It's unclear, you know, which it's only the value of the Mashkon, even beyond the Mashkon. It says in the Perek in Shavuos, Mashkon Tavos Leil Zichron Dvarim. Vezelo Shaykh Le Meshas Alvaso. The Shlo Meshas Alvaso Nok Leil Guvaina. Vetzarach Litchok Hidigin. Hachikama. Shani Mashkan, the Kornle Shalom B'Shas Alvosk of Yitzchak. Catch this now. For Hohel V'chein, since Shalom B'Shas Alvosko, the Balchov is Kornle the Mashkan, therefore, B'Shas Alvosko Nami, Ahani, Le'inyan, the Karina Bey, Shalachicha B'Yotcha. They shver avot. If Rav Yitzchak didn't only apply Shalom B'Shas Alvosko, then has it helped that at least B'Shas Alvosko, I'll copon him. It's called Shalachicha Biyotcha. It's not clear exactly what the Rash means. What does it mean? Not clear. It's not clear. The Ramban discussed this Svara in Pesachim, the second parak. You know what he called it? Divrei Havai. Do you know Divrei Havai, Neil? Like it's Havai. It's crazy. It makes no sense. Ramban said this Svara makes no sense. Makes no sense. Now, the Shach has a way out. The Shach, in Siman Ayin Beis, has a way out of this. Fascinating insight. It's hard to... In Siman Ayin Beis, and Siman Ayin Beis and Shach Sifkot and Tess talks about this. Sifkot and Tess has a few pages, but its fundamental idea is that it started off as the middle of the B'Shas Alvaso, which is not so powerful. Not so powerful. Once the time comes, it doesn't pay. It becomes a Mashkon Shalom B'Shas Alvaso. And guess what? There's no greater time than the day before Shemitah ends. As they say, there's no tomorrow. So even though it was not the agreed upon Shas HaPiron, this is crunch time. This is what we call Ne'ilah. They told me in certain of the monetary exchanges, this is Ne'ilah time. This is, you know, that's now or never. Okay? It's the Mishnah Berurah writes over there. Im lo machshavei masad. Hilchos nila. So you got her. So that's what the Shach suggests. That's not the Pashup Shach, the words of Tosfos. Doesn't seem to say like a Shach. Reb Chaim points this out. Here's the following suggestion. Again. Ma'aval HaMashkin is in the Rambam, Halacha Yudalit. Reb Chaim is bothered by this question. What kind of business is this? The Rambam calls it Divri Havai. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat? So Reb Chaim says like this. The word Mashko, what does the word Mashkin mean? What does Mashkin mean? The word Mashkin means that you, the Malver, acquired it. How do you know it means that? You know it means that from the case of Mashkin Shaloba Shasavo, in which case, Balchov is called a Mashkin. Yeah, but the problem is, B'Shasav also, it's also called a Mashkin. Why use the same term? Use a different term. The fact that the same term is used for both, according to Chaim, indicates that there's some measure of Kenyan, even B'Shasav also. Enough to avoid Hashmatas Shmitas Ksafim. Poshut, that's what he suggests. Poshut. Okay, a lot to be said. We are running out of time quickly. Turn please to the Tosefta Rabosai, Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin. Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin. Hamavas Chaver LaMashkin, Afal Pisha Chol Meruba LaMashkin, Harez Eina Meshamet. The entire Chov. Here's a $100 debt and a $5 mashkin. All $100 is Eina Meshamet. Fine. Says in Minchas Bikurim, Chobro Lamashka, Vahava Mina de Lezikun Dvor Nakte, Avshikin Negan Amashkin Meshamet, Kamashma de Lo, Ella, what's the Nupsha? No. Kinegan Amashkin and Meshamet. Because Biyanahu, I Shmuel as a unique Shita, Av Mashayosu Lamashkin and Meshamet, the Kibel Mashkin about Kol Chobo, Vim Ova Hamashkin, Ova Kol Chobo. So the Michas Bikurim says, how much of the chov is not meshama depends upon the shmuel right or shmuel wrong. Shmuel is shitasa b'pshuta. We saw the shmuel in Yerushalmi, the Rash quoted. You have a machat, the whole thing is not meshamet. Rabbi said, according to shmuel, the poor marble loses the machat. It's a 1 cent needle, he loses $100 chov. Just so that's what shmuel has himself, the shmuel. Okay? This is shmuel as a unique sheet. That's Shua's Mandala Medbeis. Fine. So the Rambam says, in Halacha Yudalit, take a look in Rambam. Hamav al Mashkan Eino Meshamet, Vuhu Shechov Negan Hamashkan, Vimu Yeser, Mashmet HaYeser, Avada. We don't pass like Shmuel. We don't pass that if you lose a Bachat, you lose the entire Chov. So, as the Michas Bikurim said, if it's a $100 debt and it's $50 Mashkan, so $50 is Meshamet, $50 is not Meshamet. So writes the Rambam. You look at Malva Volova, Perik Yudgimel, Halacha Dalet, we don't pass him like Shmuel. Then you lose the entire debt. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. In Halacha Yudalet. Kesef Mishnah says, Halacha Yudalet. A long Kesef Mishnah. But Shmuel could be flagging. Less Silchus like a Shmuel, you're giving it Halacha Dalet in Baba Belove, and that's all. The Kesef Mishnah is Pashup Shat. Fine. Now, if you look on the Rosh, Rabosai, open to the Rosh in Gittin, Simen Yud Zayin. Please open up. The Rosh in Gittin, Simen Yud Zayin. You get an opposite impression. Simen Yud Zayin. Quotes on Mishnah. Quotes Shmuel. I feel a machat hainu to crash bag, as a shuas up from Nemdalim at base. I feel in a shove el a palga, and a meshamet. And a meshamet. And apparently nothing is meshamet. That's how he seems to be learning, based on the Tavan Yerushalmi. Rabbi that Shmuel is Lushitaso. We don't pass in this way. So someone has suggested, Rabbi, so this is in the, those have the Shulchan Aruch, look up in the Gra, and Simon Sivkotten, Chafei and Chavav. Talks about this. The Gra says, "Kaimed lo k'shmuel." You don't pass like Shmuel. V'yesh mishomer. V'yesh mishomer. This is in... one second. In Sif. In Sif. Yud Beis. She'af hayesim ala mash nene mishame. Says the Gra. Harosh. Ozu l'shitas v'shapasik v'shmur sham v'shvus. Ovat kata de magla. Ovat me'er zuzi. Okay, that's the Rosh Lashitasa, he says. Others say no. There's another Gemara in Bava Metzia, Mem Chesem, and Beis. So Machlok is by Eravon. I give you a deposit. Are you only Kona Kenegat Eravon or Kenegat Kulo? We pass it to Kona Kenegat Kulo, and therefore here it's Kenegat Kulo as well. Now we come to our last point, Rabbi Osai, which is salaries Bizman Hazeh. I told you we'd get to it today. Save for the last minute. Salaries Bizman Hazeh. To discuss salaries in Zman Hazeh, you have to look at the Sefer Derech Emunah. Chaim is a modern Sefer. He wants to know what's the Dibur Zman Hazeh. He talks about it over here in Derech Emunah, Sif Katan Nuntes. Okay. Lefizeh, v'maskores shigiyah Zman Piron, o she'ein Derech Lahamtin ad she'yosef harbin mishamet. According to the Rambam, and the whole reason why it's not Mishamet is because you normally extend it to it for a long time until you get paid. And the reason is you want to get paid, rack up a bigger bill, as we saw Rav Moshe. Doesn't apply nowadays. I think it's correct. Every employee expects to be paid immediately. Immediately. So it would change. Was it a reform rabbi or prime? Chas v'shalom. The facts change. The din is the same, but the facts change. You apply the same halacha, the different facts. The din is also going to change. Really, give stock. They're not really paying you. Paying with paper. And often that paper ends up being Confederate money. The guy can work for a year and get nothing. Well, I guess maybe then in that case would be different. Okay. Uledas shara rishonim anal kol zeinu mishamit sheinz in milva elin kentzok from the milva. I think that's completely, that's what Reb Chaim says, and that's what we pass on halach. Okay, Rabosai, it's now time to end this. You have to have a strategy session. Who wants to try to finish these inyan? You have to raise your hand if you want to finish. We're going to have a double header. So we have to have another shiur sometime later today. What time do you want it? It can either be afternoon seder, evening seder, night seder. When's the best time?
Before Ma'ariv.
Before Ma'ariv? We'll start at...
Maybe we could go after Ma'ariv and then maybe we'll go according to topics and not according to time.
Either we go before Ma'ariv or after Ma'ariv. Who votes before Ma'ariv? You have the majority already. Okay, so we'll start at 8:45. Okay, we need to do it here, or we can do it there, because no one is around. We'll do it here. We have the majority. The breasts are leaving today to a mitzvah. So we'll do it here. 8:45, end of Ma'ariv. Good? Okay. Shkreich.